Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Enjoying Success with Sharon Michaels on Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome. This is Sharon Michaels of SharonMichaels.com and welcome to Women Enjoying Success. Thank you so much for listening, and I believe that together we can achieve and even exceed our wildest expectations. There is synergy and energy when we come together like this to discuss positive and empowering ways to succeed and enjoy our lives. The goal of this program and every Women Enjoying Success broadcast is to take an empowered look at how today's women are achieving and enjoying success, abundance, and prosperity. Together, we can become even more self-confident, determined, and successful. You can read more about my coaching programs and products at SharonMichaels.com. And of course, check out my goal achieving paperback and Kindle, 21 Days to Living Your Dreams, a step-by-step approach to achieving your goals and living the life of your dreams, available on Amazon.com, where you can purchase it as a paperback or a Kindle. And if you're buying the Kindle edition, you can download it to your ebook reader immediately. Before we begin, here's my recommendation. Get pen and paper ready, because you're going to want to make some notes and jot down a few ahas. Again, I'm Sharon Michaels, and I teach you how to do business successfully. For over 25 years, I've been coaching and mentoring women just like you and me to greater personal and professional success. And over the years, I've seen how important it is to be proactive and self-confident with our finances. I'm going to share 5 ways to develop financial self-confidence. You know, developing financial self-confidence goes hand in hand with creating wealth. Yes, I said wealth. Here's a fact. The more financially confident you are, the more money you will allow yourself to create, control, and enjoy. So let's look at a few what I call self-help tips for building your financial self-confidence and your wealth, abundance, and prosperity. Clearly and vividly define wealth and prosperity. What does it mean to you? Do you have a clear vision of what your wealth looks like, sounds like, and feels like to you? Do you actually have a written definition of what wealth means to you? Is there a certain emotional or physical monetary figure that denotes financial prosperity? Let me ask you this. If you haven't yet taken the time to clearly define wealth, then how are you going to know when you've achieved it? One aspect of financial self-confidence is having a clear picture of what the financial future looks like now and in the coming years. And then, how is it going to become a reality to you? That's how you set your goals, by knowing what it means to be wealthy and prosperous to you. So number one is, clearly and vividly define wealth and prosperity. Here's number two. Strive for being proactive with your finances. It's your money. And if you don't know what's happening to it, then it's time to gain control and be more proactive with your money. Developing financial self-confidence is about competently controlling your current finances and learning how to manage future wealth. One of the best self-confidence builders is committing to staying proactive with your money and your life. Communicate with your accountant or your banker or your financial planner and anyone else involved with your money. Ask questions, read the latest materials, and take action when it's necessary. Know the specifics of the who, what, where, when, why, and how of your financial dealings. The goal is to be in control of your finances and not allow your finances to control you. Number two is strive and be proactive with your finances. Here's number three, be receptive to growth and change. This is great advice for our personal, our professional, and our financial life. It's a fact of life that stuff happens, and life is constantly evolving and changing. Your personal, professional, and financial life should be evolving right along with it. So as the life stuff is happening, make it a priority to keep your financial house in order yearly, or as circumstances warrant, check your insurance plan, your legal papers, and your saving and investing documents. Self-confidence comes with knowing that as life evolves and it transforms and it changes, you're still able to efficiently and effectively manage your financial future. So number three is be receptive to growth and change. Here's number four. This is probably one of the most emotional and probably more emotional than financial tips. But if you aren't giving yourself permission to create wealth, guess what's going to happen? You're going to sabotage your financial success. Make the time to truly appreciate and understand your emotional relationship with money. You'll only allow yourself to create, retain, and enjoy wealth to the extent that you believe you deserve to be wealthy, abundant, and prosperous. So number four is know that you are worthy and deserving of wealth. Here's number five. Recognize and understand your money values and beliefs. Your money values and beliefs were formed somewhere in childhood. And if you'd like a clue as to what those values and beliefs are, look at how your growing up family, friends, and even your neighborhood talked about money and people who had money. The values that you developed and nurtured during childhood are still unconsciously controlling your financial life today. Self-confidence develops by understanding the financial values that are most important to your future. As a rule of thumb, it's best to invest, save, and spend in ways that are most compatible with your core money beliefs. But first you have to know what your core money beliefs are. So here are the five again. Number one was clearly and vividly define wealth and prosperity. Number two, strive for being proactive with your finances. Number three, be receptive to growth and change, personally, professionally, and financially. Number four, know without an ounce of doubt that you're worthy and deserving of wealth, prosperity, and abundance. And finally, number five, recognize and understand your money values. Wealth is as much about developing yourself personally and your personal self-confidence as it is about developing your financial portfolio. I'll say it again. The more financially confident you become, the more money you will allow yourself to create, control, and enjoy. The more competent you feel about your ability to manage money, the more money you'll have to manage. A reminder, you can download and listen to all of the Women Enjoying Success programs 24/7 right on your computer, and they're also available through iTunes under Women Enjoying Success as a free podcast. You can read more about my coaching programs and products at SharonMichaels.com. And of course, check out my goal achieving paperback and Kindle, 21 Days to Living Your Dreams, available on Amazon.com. And also check out my newest book, 31 Days to Growing Your Network Marketing Business, also available as a paperback and a Kindle on Amazon. And in fact, check out all of my business and personal development books that I have available as downloadable Kindles on Amazon. Please keep up with me on Twitter at Sharon Michaels and on Facebook, where I invite you to enjoy the discussion on my Facebook page, Women Enjoying Success. I'm going to leave you with this quotation from Leif Garrick. Stay on top of your finances. Don't leave it up to others. Well, this is Sharon Michaels saying, I believe in you. And until next time, enjoy all of your successes and thank you so much for listening.